Time to recap Redolo County Commissioners meeting number 2 from the month of July. County Commissioner Ted Gans, how you been?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
Good. You got all 10 fingers. You didn't blow them off.
Yes, sir. They're all intact. I actually didn't really crawl out of the lawn chair. Let the kids light them this year, so I sat there and watched. Just enjoyed.
I don't think my kids even... Well, yeah, Cole lit off a few, but otherwise, it just
not a lot.
We just listened to everybody else.
Yeah, well, and it was relatively dead around town. Yeah. I didn't hear as much as I think I normally do. So.
Well, you weren't around my neighborhood because it wasn't dead around my neighborhood.
It got pretty loud over there.
Oh, yeah, we had some sticks of dynamite going off left and right, it seemed like.
Well, it's always good to watch somebody else blow up their money, I guess, Rich.
Exactly right.
You bet.
All right, let's get to the agenda from the recent meeting yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
Nope, nobody was present yesterday, Rich.
Review accounts payable claims.
Yep, we did that.
Board of Equalization meeting had a visit from Linda Pardee on a presentation of motor vehicle tax exemption application.
Yeah, Linda had just one application for us. It was a purchase of a new vehicle. It was community hospital, and we approved that tax exemption on the vehicle, Rich.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened, and first of all, review recommendation from Planning and Zoning Board.
Yeah, Planning and Zoning, they heard about the road closure on 724. They voted unanimously to move forward with that process, provided we retain easement for the utilities and so forth. And so we reviewed their decision on that. And then we approved resolution number 1519 to hold the public hearing on August 12th at 9:30 a.m. regarding closure of road 724. So at that time, we'll have a public hearing and people can come in and we've been having hearings along the way with this, but it's just kind of in the final stages now, Rich.
Great Plains Communication letter of support.
Yeah, Barry Williams stopped up in person, and then Travis Radnor joined us by phone. And this is a project. We've been having a few projects go on in the area with fiber optic for high-speed internet. This was a project. They're looking at quite a few areas around Red Willow County, and it's a bidding process essentially for federal grants and for state grants, excuse me. And so what they're looking to do is in this phase of the project anyway is 31 miles of new fiber optic that would serve 61 new customers. And then also, you know, the money that's spent on the project, 95% of it's reimbursed from the state. And the primary focus for this particular grant, if you will, is just to the northeast of McCook. It's roughly about a $2.6 million in funding project. And what they were wanting support, they currently have infrastructure all around Red Willow County, so it's going to make this project allow them to extend on those existing lines and service more people. And so what they're asking from the board was the support of forfeiting the road occupancy permits for the project, essentially. And the amount for that was $15,500. So, I mean, it was a substantial amount of money. However, they are wanting to bring these services to the people, and we agreed as a board to sign that letter of support for them to continue their venture. Obviously, some counties, I know Gage County spent the bulk of their ARPA funds on bringing these kind of services to the area. So obviously to their area, excuse me. So obviously if we can get away with having more services provided to the people of the county for a nominal fee when it comes to just like those road occupancy permits, we thought it wise to do so.
Every year you see these companies trying to improve internet and their services each and every year, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, and the thing is too, is it's you know, we can put a man on the moon, but I go down a hill and I lose cell phone service. So, you know, it's what it is. We, you know, obviously we want to get people, you know, the best services they can possibly get. And so for, like we said, for those nominal fees. And the thing is, too, is Great Plains agreed that, hey, you know, if we have any road damages that occur from us boring these lines in, we'll come out and fix them and pay for them. So really, it didn't leave the county on the hook for much of anything. So
Next up, Jordan Garner on a Murphy tractor.
Yeah, Jordan stopped up. Commissioner Dean wanted him to do a presentation on a road retriever, and essentially it's basically a one-way disc that attaches to the front of our motor graders, and it'll one way, it's large discs that are diagonal in one fashion. If you have ridges or curbs on the side of the road, it helps to pull those curbs back to the side of the road. And then it's also to be used for a gravel retriever. If we've had gravel that has worked its way over to the edge, into the weeds, or just right over the edge, then it'd bring it back towards on the road top. And so he just did a presentation on that. Commissioner Dean is going to look into getting some bids on those. Yes, sir.
Bill Huey with Prohaska & Associates on jail repairs.
Yeah, this keeps coming up. So we talked to Mr. Huey with Prohaska, and we're trying to get some of our ducks in a row here, and we have been for a little while. And we're just trying to nail down some prices and to get to understand, you know, where we're at and what this is all going to cost. And so as it stands right now, we are actually getting some bids from local companies, which is awesome. And so we're still kind of in the process of getting those numbers together before we, you know what we're doing. And it's looking like the inmates might have to be transferred, including inmates will have to be out and staff for at minimum of 30 days. So it's going to be relatively extensive time period there. But hopefully we can get that sandblasted off and recoated, and this doesn't become a problem any longer. So
let's get it done.
Get it done. You know, you can only talk about something for so long, mm-hmm. and then it's just time to get it moved off your plate, and that's what we're hoping to do here. You bet.
Next up, review and approve UniFirst quote for first aid kits.
Yeah, UniFirst. So some of our first aid kits around the county are a little lax, that where we have them and them being restocked regularly and so forth if any products get used out of it. And so we got a bid from them, and for 12 to 15 first aid kits, the cost was going to be anywhere between $2,340 and $2,925 for those 12 to 15 kits, depending on how many, obviously. And then they have a restocking fee. They'll come in once a month and charge you $15.95 if you choose to have it restocked, or, you know, that sort of thing. So they take care of it. And as a board, what we agreed to do is just, have department heads of each department go out and buy and purchase approved safety first aid kits to keep in the courthouse and the public in the fairgrounds and so forth. And so we just thought it would probably be a little more economically feasible just to purchase our own kits and maintenance those and keep those supplies up. So
budget discussion, allocation of ARPA funds.
Yeah, we have, Rich, in that fund, we have $710,287.61 remaining. And so we have to have it basically earmarked or invoices for that amount before the end of this year, before the end of 2024. And so some of the projects that I think this money is going to go towards is I have a bridge project down by Lebanon on Road 404 and that needs the bridge removed and 3 12-foot tubes put back in that location. I also have a bridge pillar on a bridge down there on Road 407. And so there's a couple things there. We're also still looking into buying a crack filling machine for the road department to fill cracks in the winter months. And so we're just kind of, at this point, we're just kind of going through a lot of options. I think the bridges repairs are going to be a part of it. And then, you know, we're talking about, we have a couple county road graders getting up there around 9,000 hours on them. And so we're kind of maybe throwing around the idea of buying another motor grader as well. So we're just nothing set in stone, but mm-hmm. just some thoughts there.
Yeah, seven items on the consent agenda.
Yeah. We had item number one is approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number two was approve accounts payable claims. The amount this go-around was $429,814.32. Obviously, that's a sizable amount. We paid our NIRMA property insurance, so that was part of that reason, Rich. Also, item number three was approved Red Willow County Correction surplus. They had a dishwasher that they no longer use, so we surplus that item. Item number four is approved interlocal bailiff agreement. We were joined here some time ago by Judge Hang for the bailiff's position that he has. And so Red Willow County uses around 40%. You know, they do it off a caseload. And so Red Willow County's contribution to that bailiff position was $24,310.08. And this was the request of Judge Hang, so we went ahead and approved that as well. Item number five is approved chairman's signature on agreement with McCook Humane Society. That was the our agreed funding for them, our contribution towards them that we approved last meeting. Item number six is approved chairman's signature on road occupancy permit agreement for Cambridge Telephone Company. This is some work that's being done roughly south of Indianola there. And then item number seven was approved chairman's signature on Hojo's Hideaway Liquor license. I believe this was up at Marlene's Kitchen. Mm-hmm. And so that took care of the seven items on the consent agenda, Rich. And then we had some revenue reports, one being from the clerk of the district court. She took in $1,672.13. And then the clerk took in $5,321.45. And the sheriff also had his report there as well there wasn't a totaled sale. Mm-hmm. Amount there, so,
and that was it for the agenda.
That was it. Seemingly, we did talk quite a bit about budget as well. At 9:40, at 10:45, along with that ARPA funding. So, it was still a long meeting. I think we got out of there about I can't remember. I didn't write it down, but it was just 12:30. Mm-hmm. We adjourned. So again, fairly long meeting, but it's all good.
Next meeting's going to be coming up. We get into August.
Yeah, we'll have Board of Equalization on the 15th to hear property protests. So that'll start at 8:30 in the morning and then go all day on the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll meet again on the 22nd for our regular meeting.
On the 22nd.
Yes, sir.
All right. And again, folks who want to stop in and catch the meeting, they can sit in anytime, can't they?
Yeah, absolutely. It's open to the public, Rich. And again, I always encourage people, if you have anything going on, stop up. If you got anything, comments, questions, or concerns, you bet.
And of course, next meeting will be falling just 2 days away from County Fair.
County Fair. I know Giles is busy up there, and it's always a busy time, but a good time of the month. You bet.
Yep, looking forward to it.